Fears of racism have been heightened by abuse aimed at black players in Italy and Spain in recent months. They were compounded by an assault on a black soccer fan in Germany earlier this year and a sharp overall rise in race-related incidents in the country. At the World Cup, teams could be penalised points for remarks by players and coaches, while a Football Against Racism logo will cover each field centre circle until just before kick-off. Before each quarter-final game, team captains will read a declaration against racism over the public address system, and photos of teams and referees holding the Football Against Racism flag will be shown. Despite these measures, Mokhtar Kamara, head of the African Council, said fans attending matches needed to be cautious.
The people are friendly, I'm sure they are friendly, but we have a minority, and this minority is very dangerous, and we have to say we have to take care.
German officials have planned extensive security measures in order to prevent any incidents. Senator Erhard Korting, who heads the Justice Ministry in the Berlin State Parliament, said he was confident that security steps would be effective.
Each attack is one too much, and we will have, at the special points where we think something could happen, we will have their police, of course. I don't think we can say there are areas you can't go in.
With 32 nations competing from across the world, organisers hope that, in fact, far from being overshadowed by racism, the World Cup helps unite nations and strengthen the fight against bigotry. I'm Paul Anthem.